Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim podcast. I will request you if you can introduce yourself and give us some insights about your work you are going to.
Sure. My name is Michael Filato. I'm the CEO co-founder of Full Throttle Filato Leads. It's a lead gen automation firm. We send out email, LinkedIn, and roundtables to get top of funnel leads for clients, really MQLs and SQLs. We send out probably 20 to 30,000 emails a month, about 200 to 300 invites or emails a day, like they don't cost you email credits on LinkedIn. And we do thought leadership roundtables, which is let's share ideas, tips, and tricks for our clients, and that gets them leads as well. So those are really the three things that I do to kind of help companies with their top of funnel. Usually it's startups. There's companies that have a big SDR team too that need help. But it's usually those types of folks that are either trying to do automation around LinkedIn or email.
Oh, great. So I believe you are helping a lot of entrepreneurs in your day-to-day routine, right?
Helping what?
You are helping a lot of entrepreneurs to grow their business in your day-to-day routines, right?
Correct. Yeah. They should spend more time selling and less time hunting.
Great. So will you please guide us a little bit more about your work? Like what is your audience? What are your targeted entrepreneurs? Where do you help them? And obviously, how do you help them?
So I mentioned that we do automation. So we do outreach. So it's all email, LinkedIn outreach. They book them with maybe a Calendly invite. So we talk about how we can help them, particularly that particular client tells them how they can help their clients. I'm sorry. And they say, hey, here's my calendar, book them, and basically we'll set up a time to see if there's a match to help them. So that's usually what we do is just kind of automate and amplify their message. People don't know how to send out 1,300 emails a day without breaking their domain. So there's a subdomain approach, a separate email server. You know, companies like Pardo or products like Pardo and HubSpot, they're great products, but they're not meant more for cold. They're more meant for opt-in, nurturing, those types of things. Mine is more, This is a whole new contact. I don't want to ruin my domain. I don't want to ruin my IP address. So I come up with a separate email server, separate domain, content that makes sense. Don't try to sell too much in those emails. Really try to go after them with a what can you do for them type of approach.
Okay, so you do all these things by yourself or maybe by your team instead of just showing the path, like this is the path, follow it.
Yeah, we're a full service company. We don't give tools to people. We ask them for their LinkedIn email and their password. And then we set the filters with them and then we send out messaging and drip on LinkedIn. We usually get about 20 to 30 meetings a month on average. So it does very well. Work with a lot of companies in the US and North America and Europe and UK and so forth like that. Sometimes New Zealand or Australia as well. We're usually companies that have a pretty good economy. You know, I mean, I charge $4,000 to $5,000 a month, which is what you pay in SDR. So we're usually the companies that have very cheap labor, you know, China, India, Pakistan, Cuba, Philippines, they can hire people to kind of go after this type of stuff and not necessarily know how to do it right, but they have more manpower and cheaper labor. Mine's more like, hey, it's not about cheaper, it's about better. And I have used bots and I understand how to do it. And we don't have to worry about the language difference or people, whether in any country, getting tired of doing lead gen all day. Because I just do emails and LinkedIn, I don't make phone calls. It's just repeatable and scalable process. I call it SaaS, but it's service as a service, not software as a service. But I use SaaS products to make it work better. I just know how to do it better, cheaper, faster than most people.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, one has to take their calls, their own calls. Obviously, they can handle once the lead is matured. So basically, you are going to give them leads and they are going to make it mature and they're going to convert it into the clients. Right.
Yeah, it's their job to close it and nurture it and find out what the needs are and be prescriptive.
Yeah, that should be the case. That this obviously one has to give their own domain, like what they are doing and how they are doing. Obviously, this is good. So, will you please guide me a little bit more? Like, I'm also a new entrepreneur, and we have our company named South Lake Consulting, where me and Daniel are the partners, co-founders, and we are developing softwares, especially for the e-commerce industry. And we are new in the field. Like, we started a company a year back. And by the way, I was already running a company since 2016, but in 2021, we started this company and started this company on full throttle in a few months back. So sort of these companies who are new in the market, obviously looking for all sort of these leads and this sort of support. So what do you think, what should be the company size who should be reaching you? What should be their experience? And what should be the services they are providing? I believe from your conversation, I can grab, like, you are already helping the companies sort of South Lake Consulting, like what we are doing, because we are also providing services, and you can help these sort of companies. But would you please?
It's usually companies that are light on resources for sales and marketing. That's one thing. They might have some kids doing SDR work, which is Legion, and it's not really working out that well because they don't know what they're doing yet. It's their first job. Or they're having a lot of turnover, because the SDRs don't want to be SDRs for more than 6 to 12 months. So there's multiple ways. And then I had a company today that's in virus softwares that says, you know what, we have our email kind of going and marketing's doing it, but I have 40 AEs and they're doing manual LinkedIn messaging. So I'm probably going to do, you know, 40 different accounts on automation for LinkedIn and take, you know, 200 to 300 emails invites a day versus 100 a week. Get them working on sales, not on administrative marketing or email stuff or LinkedIn stuff. So but if you're going to hire people at 60, 70, 80,000 a month, a year, they should focus on closing deals, not, you know, going like this with pipe closing, top of funnel. It's just not a good look. That's why Salesforce started sales development reps back 20 years ago. They're like, feed the sellers, don't have the sellers do everything. It's not a good approach.
Yeah, I believe many companies are already facing these sort of problems. Yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Hence my company. Yeah. I mean, my first year I had 650,000 gross and million the second year and probably 1.5 million this year. So it's been growing really well. And I have a very small team because I use bots and automation. So I have client support, I have admin, I have an email engineer, and I have me. And then I have a bunch of people that are under my LinkedIn account. And I help, you know, I send out thousands of messages a day from multiple LinkedIn accounts that are real people, and they consult with me, but they're not necessarily full-time employees either. The whole idea is to have real people sending out messages on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn does check to see if it's a real person.
Yeah, because this is what I was going to ask, like LinkedIn and Facebook are especially checking a lot if there's anything and any activity sort of that is automated activity. So even they block the account. So don't you think it will be it could be much challenging for you?
I just don't do LinkedIn. I do email, LinkedIn, roundtable. So I do three different things to make sure that I'm not going to be taken down by one thing. So, I mean, my roundtables alone do great. My emails do great. My LinkedIn does great. But as the three together, it makes a strong collaborative approach. It's like a mutual fund. It's a diversified approach. I mean, I even have a way to apply for jobs. Like if you're a consulting, you solve for building websites or building a development project or MVP, and someone's posting a job about that, why wouldn't you want to send your resume and say, well, I'm not really looking for a job for me, but I have a firm that will do 10 of this for the same price you'd spend on a full-time development rep. I'm sorry, a development engineer.
Okay.
So I even have a fourth way of doing things, which is applying for jobs. Some people don't like doing it, but for me, I've gotten work. It's about your KPIs. It's not about how I get there. Some people, I need to hire somebody. Why do you need to hire somebody? You need to get the results. Not, don't worry about how I do it. Worry about that it's going to get done faster, cheaper, and better by someone that's 20, 52 years old versus 25. Because realistically, I have way more experience than anybody that's at 25. And I didn't get this name full throttle from no reason. That's, I'm an Air Force veteran, and I got that from a Marine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Also, black belt. Good. Also black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and do kickboxing. I have, you know, my full throttle is really who I am. So you want something done, you want somebody to return a call and email right away and says what he means and means what he says, that's who I am. So I'm a fun loving guy, but I don't like people that don't follow up with me. So I don't do that to people. So if I tell you I'm going to do something, I want to make sure you're happy, because I don't like making people feel like, wow, why did I spend money with this guy? You know,
you got a straight fight. You got a straight shooter.
Yeah, correct.
Nice. Okay, nice. I'd like to add something over here. Like, Michael, what have you grown the most in your life and your business, and what caused that growth?
I think over the years of being very good at lead gen, and people tell me I was, but I kind of took that offense that I wasn't good at the rest of it. I'm like, I've just closed $1 million in a quarter, the whole fulfill cycle. So what I should have been listening is, how do I get better asking questions and learning be a better salesperson? But also go, you know what? I'm better than anybody I've ever met. That's what everybody's told me, that to get leads. And I've gotten NFL and AT&T and Sprint, Verizon, my other companies, and closed really large deals. So I just took my strengths and figured out how to do it with bots versus me. Because I could only do a couple clients if I was just doing this as, you know, Michael making phone calls. Bots and automation, AI and ML and everything else, you can rinse and repeat.
Okay, nice. So one more thing, like, who has made the most influence in your life? Like, there's always a one person that is very influential for you.
I would say it's a multitude of people I used to work for, learning each day. I think being a black belt jiu-jitsu guy, it's a chess game on the mat. So you figure out that losing and learning in jiu-jitsu is okay. You drop the ego. It's the same thing in sales. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't do something right, learn from it. Don't just pound yourself in the head and say you suck. And just because you lose some clients 1 month or don't get a job or have to change jobs, everything happens for a reason. So
yeah, nice. Nice.
Okay. So the audience who are viewing this video, what will you say, like, what will be your advice? One thing never to do and one thing they must do.
Don't ever use your domain to send out emails. Use a separate email server. If you're going to use your domain, make sure it's to your clients, and separate, make subdomains, one for a client. If you have transactional emails, make one subdomain for transactions. Church and state, separate that stuff. Have an expert do your automation, and don't just hire a marketing person that knows how to set up a HubSpot. That's not marketing and automation. That is, it's like a journey scoring leads. It's totally different. Everything has its own expertise. So that's what I would suggest, is don't just buy the first thing for email or LinkedIn automation. If you do, you still need someone to do it right. So find an expert, whether it's me or someone else. What was the other question?
Must have. What should be you should do?
I mean, it's probably the same thing. It's like, don't.
You said hire an expert, not
lose and learn attitude. Have a fast memory loss of things that depress you and go and get past it, you know, because when I'm first doing this, I'd wake up every morning, you know, stressed out that I lost a client, because I can't help every single client. If you have you make software and you have one client, you have nothing to talk about, and it's hard for you to get a lead. I could amplify that, but you're going to be noise. So you got to have a story to tell. Who cares? So what? Why are you telling me this? How do you help other people? What's the fear of missing out? If I can't get that out of you, you have no story to tell, then we're sending marketing emails, and marketing emails don't work, in my opinion. It's just, you know, function, feature, button. Who cares? Yep. What do you do? How can you help me keep my job? And why should I want to read this? Because you're the 15th person that emailed me today. So you got to make it about, let's get on the call, and here's why. not here's what I do and buy this and let's talk. It's too, it's like asking a girl to marry you before you date them.
Okay, that was good. That was good. It was really nice talking to you, Michael. So thanks for joining us today and giving us your precious time. I really enjoyed this. And by the way, as Michael said, like, I believe these are two very good things. Never use your primary domain for the emailing and for the email marketing. And you must do is you should hire some expert, not just all whatever you're looking at social media platforms or somewhere else. Just
if you guys if you guys run into clients or your listeners, I give a 10% referral. So if you have someone that you think is a good fit and you want to make, you know, $500-$600 a month just for passing a name, that's not a bad thing. Because usually it's $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. That's $6,000 for just for passing the name along. So obviously I can help people with their business, but if they, you know, some people are very small companies and they have clients that might need me as well.
Oh, so thank you.